I don't know. I tell you, I'm the kind of guy with me, I'll tell you, certain times I like sex, you know, like after a cigarette. Now, my wife is different. After we have sex, she never wants a cigarette. She says one drag is enough. I gotta lose some weight, I'll tell you that. I lost some weight, gotta lose some weight. You know, that's a rough one, babe, isn't it? Every damn day is a battle with the weight. I was heavy, though. I was fat, you kid. I was so fat when I got my shoes shined. I had to take the guy's word for it. You see, these are all known as jokes, what I'm doing here. They're called jokes. You got that straight? Okay, we'll work it out, all right? This guy looking at me like I'm a dog act for crying out. Rah, rah. I don't know, I'll tell you what, mean nothing comes easy, nothing. Well, last week I went to the track, I showed off the opening gun, they killed my horse. I'll tell you my trouble, I got the wrong doctor. You know my doctor, Dr. Vinnie Boombatz, that's my doctor. Oh, doctor. Oh, that doctor, forget it, weird. I saw him last week, I told him, Doc, every day I wake up, I look in the mirror, I want to throw up, what's wrong with me? He said, I don't know, but your eyesight is perfect. I went to my quarter, I swallowed a bottle of sleeping pills. He told me to have a few drinks and get some rest. Oh, he's a strange doctor, you know. No matter where it hurts you, he wants to kiss it, make it better. Well, after he checked me for a hernia, I had to change my phone number. He didn't help me lose weight either. He told me to run 5 miles a day for 2 weeks. I called him up. I said, Doc, I'm 70 miles from my house. This table can't multiply either. He got to multiply over here, okay? My dentist, too, that's another one. I told him my teeth were all getting yellow. He told me to wear a brown necktie. Well, I'll tell you, I never had any luck with doctors. I found out my proctologist. He used to work for Roto-Rooter. I wish everyone knew what a proctologist was. It'd be a hell of a joke, you know? You never heard of Roto-Rooter, right? Now, I'll tell you, last week was a rough week. My psychiatrist told me I'm going crazy. I said to him, if you don't mind, I'd like a second opinion. He said, all right, you're ugly, too. He told me to lay on the couch face down. You kid, I know I'm ugly. I stuck my head out the window, got arrested for mooning. I was an ugly kid, too. I worked in a pet store. People kept asking how big I'd get. I wanted you to try to make me a poster boy for birth control. What a childhood I had. My mother never breastfed me. She told me she liked me as a friend. My mother had morning sickness after I was born. My old man, he didn't like my looks either. He carried around a picture of the kid who came with the wallet. There's a lot of things, my old man. You kidding? My old man, on Halloween, he told me to put jockey shorts on my head and go as an ass. You're all right. You're a nice group out there. I'll tell you that. You're okay there, folks. You're all right. You're all right. You're all right. Thank you very much. You're okay. Thank you very much. You're a classy crowd, too. I can see that, you know. Well, you got to have a touch of class. You know, you know what real class is? When you're alone and you fart, you say, excuse me. That's class. I'm glad you're a good crowd, too. Big producer here tonight from Sausalito. Ooh, that's a great name if you're gay, isn't it? Sausalito. A lot of S's and T's in it, you know. I got a cousin who's gay. I was kidding. I tell him in the family tree, he's in the fruit section, you know. My cousin went to London. He was so disappointed. He found out Big Ben was a clock. Oh, I knew my cousin was strange in high school. Other kids were dissecting frogs. He was opening flies. What, do you want to fight now? Are you kidding? Being gay can happen to anyone. You kidding? It could happen to you. It could happen to you. Oh, it did happen to you. Hi there. You're a good sport, so you're all right. You're okay. But it's good to see you back in men's clothes again, I'll tell you that. Oh, what can I tell you? It's tough to be funny when you're coming off drugs, I'll tell you that. I tried marijuana just once, that's all, just once. I didn't know what I was doing. I was on cocaine. So when you're on cocaine, you don't know what you're doing. I was in a restaurant. I tried to snort the sugar off my cornflakes. And kids today, they're into cocaine. Ooh, kids today, they don't want to read about Snow White. They want to shove it up their nose. I tried marijuana. I got too hungry, though. Who was I hungry? I was so hungry, I smoked a half a joint and I ate the other half. I was starving, you know? Sometimes you turn to drugs, the pressure of life reaches you, you know. And my life is nothing but pressure, all pressure. And this pressure is like a heaviness. And it's always on top of me, this heaviness, always there since I'm a kid. Other people wake up in the morning, ah, new day, up and at them. I wake up, the heaviness is waiting for me, nice. And sometimes I even talk to it. And I say, hi, heaviness. And the heaviness looks back at me, today you're going to get it good, you know. You'll be drinking early today. And I don't want to drink, I'm a bad drinker. When I drink the next day, I got to do two things. I try and locate my car, and I got to bring back the car I took. I'm a bad drinker. Bad drinker. You know you're drunk when you take a leak and your fly isn't open, I'll tell you that. When I drink, I don't know what I'm doing. I got loaded in Vegas one night. I shot dice. I lost $1,000. I got even, though I stole 400 sweet and lows. I got gambling in Atlantic City now, too. Pretty soon we'll be gambling in New York, you know? How many people here think you should be gambling in New York? Yeah. How many here think you should not be gambling in New York? How many here don't give a shit? You look like a don't give a shit crowd, you know that? I like to gamble. I gotta lose a few bucks. I'm doing okay today. What the heck? As a kid, I had nothing. I was poor, really poor. I was so poor, my rich aunt died in a will. I owed her $20. I was poor. I wore my father's hand-me-downs. It was rough. I had to unzip my fly to blow my nose. We were poor. Why, in our Christmas tree, we had no tinsel. We used to wait for Grandpa to sneeze. Now it's a funny line. Don't give me that bullshit, all right? I've been through enough of my life. As a kid, I had plenty of pimples, too. One day, I fell asleep in a library. I woke up, a blind man was reading my face. You're kidding. I went through plenty. When the first time I hitchhiked, I got beat up. I used the wrong finger. You're kidding. I had it rough. I never went to college. My old man had other ideas. He told me to get a job and make sure the boss is taller than I am. That would be easy for me to kiss his ass. I don't know. With kids today, it's different. They got it too good. They don't appreciate it either. Last Christmas, my kid wanted a BB gun. I gave him a BB gun. He gave me a sweatshirt with a bullseye on the back. What a smart kid I got. The other day, I told him about the birds and the bees. He told me about my wife and a butcher. My kid, he drives me nuts. Well, he put crazy glue in my Preparation H. I mean, I got a real mean kid. Well, he scotch tapes worms to the sidewalk, then watches the birds get hernias. My daughter, too, she's no bargain either. In public school, she was voted most likely to conceive. That's the trouble with kids today. They play around so young. Ooh, they play around too young, you know? Well, today they got birth control pills shaped like Fred Flintstone. Well, you talk to some kids, they're afraid to have sex. They're scared. I mean, the first time I had sex, I was scared the first time. Ooh, was I scared. I was all alone. I'll tell you one thing, though, my kids are good looking. I got good looking kids. Ooh, thank God my wife cheats on me, you know? Nah, with kids, nobody wins. You kidding, kids? They never turn out the way you want. That's why today you see so many misfit sons working for their fathers, you know? And these sons all sound the same, you know? Yeah, my dad and I are in business with my dad. Actually, my father's father, he started a business, which is a good thing, too, because my dad and my son were both fucking idiots, you know, sure. I don't know, it's tough to work it out, folks. What can I tell you? I got a dog, too. He drives me nuts. His favorite bone is in my arm. What a dog. Well, last night, four times he went in the paper. Three times I was reading it. I got a dumb dog. Every time he sees me, he has a love affair at my leg. And I'm getting a like it, too, I'll tell you that. Well, the other night I came home loaded, I was looking for his leg. And I got a female dog, she gives me trouble, too. I tried to mate her, she wants 50 biscuits. Now, that's enough talk about sex. What are you here today, is sex, sex? I'll tell you the truth, with sex, I had it up to here. Not lately, though, I'll tell you that. Am I too deep for this whole section over here, too?
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
The time is now.
Everybody, party's over!
Do tune in at 5 o'clock so you can catch Chris Earle with Time Travel.
Sorry, a couple of nitwits.
Chris Earle is at the ready. Time Travel will be taking over the controls in just a minute.
I'll chase him round the moons of Nibia and round the Antares maelstrom and round perdition's flames before I give him up.
Merry Christmas to one and all. Happy holidays from the people at WMFO. Merry Christmas to Chris Earle and the crew at Time Travel right here on 91.5 FM.
My mommy always said there were no monsters, but there are.
Here comes Chris Earle.
This can't be happening, man. This isn't happening.
Wax on, right hand. Wax off, left hand. Wax on, right wax hand. Wax, wax off, left wax hand. Wax on, right wax hand. On, wax, wax off, off, left hand. Wax on, right wax hand. Wax, wax off, left wax hand. On, right wax hand. On, wax, wax off, off, left hand. Wax on, wax off.
Listen to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM on your radio dial.
Listen to Time Travel with Chris Earle. I'm here with Chris Earle. I'm here with you until 7 p.m.
Wait a minute. Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine?
Get away from her, you bitch!
Happy day after Christmas, everybody. My name is Chris Earle. I'm going to be here with you until 10 p.m. doing vinyl and requests today. Here's me.
I used to ride a sleigh, had to work for only one day. Now in the morning I'll need a loan to keep the village I used to own. I made a list and checked it twice. I found the kids were both naughty and nice. Listen as the crowd would sing. Four calling birds and five golden rings. One minute the world loved me. Hanukkah Harry had nothing on me. And I discovered from my elves firsthand, they lost all their work, outsourced to Thailand. Jingle bell rock is ringing, but reindeer games are postponed this season. Kids around the world are snug in their beds, but sugar plum fairies aren't stuck in their heads. This Christmas season'll be okay. I lost my job, but I'm still jolly old fat and gray. 'Cause that was when I rode a sleigh. Ho, ho, ho. 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 It was Saint Nick who used to grin. Climb down a chimney and you'd let me in. Delicious cookies and a glass of milk. People forgot about me, thought I was a jerk. This year all there is hate. Not even spam on a dirty plate, just a recession in my red silk drawers. Oh, who would ever wanna be Claus?
Jingle bell, jingle bell rock is ringing, but reindeer games are postponed this season. Kids around the world are snug in their bare heads, but sugar plum fairies aren't stuck in their heads. This Christmas season will be okay. I'll stuff some stockings for old time's sake. Never sit on my knee, 'cause that was when I rode a sleigh. Ho, ho, ho. 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 Ho, 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 ho. Ho, ho, ho. Jingle bell rock is ringing, but reindeer games are postponed this season. Yes, Virginia, there's a Santa Claus, but tightwad rich guys put me out of my job. This Christmas season will be okay. I'll watch some TV with Mrs. Claus, eggnog and rum all day, 'cause that was when I rode a sleigh. Ho, 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 ho.
Merry day after Christmas. My name is Chris Earle. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. I will be covering for Edward tonight, and I'm also subbing from 5 to 6. My normal show is 6 to 8 p.m., The Chris Earle Show. It's been redubbed The Chris Earle Show this past semester. I've done a show called Time Travel. I've done a show called Story Time. I've done Sucking in the 70s and other programs, the Big 80s, and other programs over the years. Today, we're going to do a little bit of everything. I've been enjoying doing some vinyl the past few months, so we're going to have a little bit of Chris's vinyl collection here. I got a really cool little box of 45s, and it's the singles from Motley Crue's Dr. Feelgood. So there's a number of singles here. I think I will play, I don't know, we'll see, at least a few cuts on here. It looks like there's 10 cuts. There's the entire album on 45, and it sounds like the turntables working pretty good. There may be a little bit of hum here, but vinyl sounds pretty rich, and I've been enjoying bringing in the vinyl here. So why don't we start off this one? We're going to play side one, Dr. Feelgood, and then we'll play a little more Motley Crue here. And like I said, I'll be taking requests today. If you want to go on the DJ chat, it's djchat@wmfo.org, wmfo.org. Just go into the DJ chat, and I am on there until 10 p.m. if you want to say Merry Day After Christmas, whatever you like. And I'm going to throw in maybe a few holiday tunes here along the way. I think we're not fully done with Christmas yet. I think we can still safely get away with a few more Christmas songs today. So I'll play a few holiday songs and maybe a couple of New Year's songs along the way. But we'll also do some vinyl and some rock and roll. I got a couple of stories in here. So let's have a fun show here. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Here's Motley Crue, Dr. Feelgood. Thanks for listening.
streaming in my room. One beachfront palm December afternoon. You close your eyes, another year blows by. Somewhere in the wind, just another life.
My parents sent a Christmas card and tennis shoes. We understand you staying, and we're proud of you. There's a well-rehearsed disinterest in the atmosphere. I don't know if that's what this time gave me, or if it led me here.
And I played so many parts, I don't know which one's really me. Don't know if I can take another Christmas in L.A. Another picture of sangria in an empty beach cafe. Another Christmas in L.A. Hold me tighter, Carmelita. I don't know how long I can stay. Left a girl behind in my old man's truck. Sometimes I wonder where she ended up. Maybe she got married, had a couple of kids.
Who do you think you're fooling, man? Of course she did. I'm walking in Dantana's bar, trying to talk with Harry Dean. I don't know if I can take another Christmas in L.A. Another casting call on Thursday for a job that doesn't pay.
Resume from Echo Park to Catalina.
Dreaming of a white Christmas, the one I used to know. Treetops glisten, children listen to sleigh.
WMFO here in Medford. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Chris Earle Show. Here with you until 10 p.m. I am taking requests. If you'd like to put in a request, you can do so by going onto the DJ chat. It is djchat@wmfo.org. And thanks for listening to your freeform station. It's WMFO here in Medford. I ended up doing 7 hours on Christmas Eve. Had a good time. I had a little bit of a format going, so there were quite a few other Christmas songs that I normally would have played that I didn't get a chance to. So I'm going to probably throw a few more Christmas tunes in here. Might as well. You know, it's the day afterwards and we're still in the mood. You're still in the mood? I'm still in the mood. You know, you get to have another Christmas. You know, maybe you get to see some family members. Maybe you get to see some friends. Maybe you have a couple of extra days to hang out with some other family members and friends, you know, and the extended family and friends. You probably had lunch with your boss, maybe, things like that. The company Christmas party. Christmas is a fun time, you know. It's tough. It's tough to be magical when you get older, but the important thing is to try. I think that's the thing. Kindness is something that can be taken for granted from people, and nobody has to be kind to you, and it's not that hard to say hello and goodbye and give somebody a hug and a handshake. It's not that hard. Anyway, Merry Christmas, everybody. My Christmas was fine. Saw the family. I got all the brothers went together again at my mama's, and we had a nice little time. But, everybody's slowing down a little bit. Everybody's got their families and their friends and problems of their own. And hopefully, we've got many more to come. But just like any family, you know, everybody has their hits and misses. You know, somebody's hurting one year and somebody's helping another year. That's just the way it goes. But I had a good Christmas. It was fun, and I'm looking forward to a few extra days off after I get out of here tonight. I'm here, and this is still a little bit of work, but it's also fun for me. But let's do a song that I know Derek, this is his favorite song, I believe. So I'm going to dedicate this one to Derek Gary. This is the Pogues' Fairy Tale of New York. Here, it's The Chris Show on WMFO in Medford.
An old man said to me, "Won't see another one."
Let's start that over again. It is Fairy Tale New York, The Pogues featuring Christy McCoyle, WMFO here in Medford. Thanks for listening.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, "Won't see another one." And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
You promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome.
You were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the jokes they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, "Go away, babe." And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Dripping that bed.
You scumbag, you maggot, cheap, cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours, I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD chorus still singing, "Go away, babe." And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
I could have been someone. I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
bells are ringing out for Christmas Day. Thank you.
WMFO in Medford. That's Motley Crue. That is the B-side to Dr. Feelgood, Sticky Sweet. I don't think it's the official B-side to that. It's just side B, because this is the whole album. I got the whole album on a little 7-inch box set, and it comes with two Band-Aids that say Motley Crue on them, which is pretty awesome. That's kind of fun. It's fun to see these little box sets, you know? And it's on, that one was on green vinyl. The other one's a yellow. We got one that's red. We got one that's clear, pretty neat. And we got one that's white. So I'll probably play a little more Motley Crue there. We might try to do that whole album. We'll see. We'll see. If you're good, we'll see. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. My name's Chris Earl. It is the Chris Earl Show. And I brought in a nice big stack of vinyl. Plus, I have some Christmas classics that I didn't get to play on Christmas Eve. I might as well play a few more of those from you, for you, rather. And I brought in my 45 adapter, so it's all ready to go. And I got a nice little new slip mat here that says Prince on it, so it's all ready to go. That first one was kind of a little bit off. I apologize for that. It looked like the vinyl was kind of bumping up and down a little bit there, and that caused it to sound like it was warped, but the vinyl was brand new. It just turned out that the little piece on the turntable here was up a little bit, so Dr. Feelgood sounded like it was a little drunk when it was playing, but all good, all good. I got this one in Chicago. I went to a vinyl place there called Dusty Groove, which is a very cool vinyl place in Chicago, and I grabbed some new stuff there. I bought a couple of Time albums. I've got a couple of them here with me, and I bought some Christmas stuff here, including this one. This is from Modern Harmonic Records, Hooray for Santa Claus, and there's two versions of this. There is one by the original Milton DeLug and his Little Eskimos, and then there's one by a band called The Flesh Tones on the B-side. And what they did with this is a fun little 7-inch LP. It came with a copy of the DVD Santa Claus Conquers the Martians, which is what this song was featured in. Hooray for Santa Claus. So let's listen to the original version, and then we'll listen to the Flesh Tones version after that. So this is Milton DeLug and the Little Eskimos with Hooray for Santa Claus. And Merry Belated Christmas, everybody. It's WMFO here in Medford. Fun. That's a lot of fun. See, there's some great Christmas music out there, and there's so much of it, and you just don't, you only get to play a little bit every year. That's why I like to go on and play a number of hours here at WMFO and just get that extra stuff in, because, I mean, that is, to me, that's a top-notch record right there for Christmas. Hooray for Santa Claus from the movie Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. I haven't watched that. I think I saw it many, many years ago, but I don't remember the movie at all. I know it's kind of goofy, and I know it was set in the 60s. I think it was like 63 or so. Yeah, 1963, I believe. Anyway, hooray for Santa Claus. We'll listen to the flip side of that. I'm going to play one more killer song that I didn't get a chance to play on Christmas Eve. This one has Jimmy Kimmel in it. So this is The Killers and Jimmy Kimmel with Joel the Lump of Coal here on The Chris Earl Show. Thanks for listening. It's WMFO here in Medford.
Some time ago at Santa's place up in the old North Pole, there lived a lump of anthracite whose parents called him Joel. Joel, Joel, the lump of coal, happy as a lump can be. He just wants to keep Santa warm and make the elves cozy. But Santa Claus had other plans for Joel one fateful day. Joel, you're just the lump I need, come join me on my sleigh. Joel, Joel, the lump of coal, his heart leapt up with joy. I'll soon be Santa's present too, a lucky girl, a boy. We'll laugh and play together, and we'll hold each other tight. Snuggle under clean white sheets when we go to sleep at night. Then Santa's elves all laugh to Joel, you're in for a surprise. You're not a special Christmas gift, you're just the booby prize. What kid would ever want you? You're filthy as can be. And now you have to go and live with one who's been naughty. But I may keep poor Joel crying in electricity. You pollute the air with CO2 and mercury. Joel, Joel, the lump of coal fell down upon his knees. I don't want to live with a naughty kid, don't make me Santa, please. But Santa laughed his jolly laugh.
Oh, oh, you stupid lump. You're just the thing to teach this brat that Santa ain't no chump.
So off they flew, and before he knew, Joel was in a sack. Cried and yelled to Santa Claus, why don't we just go back? And then came Christmas morning, and much to Joel's surprise, he saw a boy with the saddest face, and tears were in his eyes. He picked Joel up and held him, said, you can be my friend. I would have liked some presents, but you're what Santa chose to send. It's true, I've been a naughty boy, and maybe that's a sin.
Maybe that's a sin.
This is how Santa treats the kids. I'm just glad that I'm not him. Joel, Joel, the lump of coal, knew what he must do. He said, now I know the reason why I got sent to you. It's when a person hurts inside, it turns him hard and cruel. But I know how to make your pain into a precious jewel. So take me in your hand, young man, and squeeze with all your might. Let's turn your pain and anger into something that shines bright. And Joel, Joel, the lump of coal, he gave his life away. Oh, one good naughty little boy held a diamond on Christmas Day.
We spell it S-A-N-T-A.
Isn't that fun? S-A-N-T-A-C-L-A-U-S. Hooray for Santa Claus. And hooray for Santa Claus. I love Santa Claus. Santa Claus is pretty good to me. Yeah. He gets a little cheaper every year, but that's okay. It's all right. I got bucks. I got some money. I usually buy what I need, you know? Anyway, I love Santa. I miss Santa. I miss him already. We'll see him again in, what, 364 days? He'll be back. As always, Santa's always there for us. Isn't that nice? Isn't it nice to have somebody reliable in your life? Santa. He's always reliable. He's reliable for all the boys and girls, even all the adults, all through the years. You know? Good guy. Good guy. That Santa Claus. Saw some lousy Santa movies. Well, not Santa movies, but holiday movies. That Oh, What Fun with Michelle Pfeiffer. God, awful. Awful. It was like a train wreck. It was like watching it, and I couldn't stop because I'm like, this is awful. Dennis Leary's in it, and I'm like, he's mugging in it, and like Jyn Erso shows up from Star Wars Rogue One. I'm like, she's actually pretty good, but I gave it a 2 out of 10 only because of her. What else did I see? I watched, I didn't watch Die Hard this year, but it is a Christmas movie. That debate is on. Gremlins. I watched a little bit of Gremlins. Gremlins is a Christmas movie. Good movie. Good horror movie, too. Watched It's a Wonderful Life. That was fun. And some other things along the way. I think there's still some things you could do. You could do the zoo lights that's going on. Did a light show earlier this year. That was a lot of fun. And what else can you do? There's plenty of holiday things to do. Everybody probably ate pretty good yesterday. Usually people overeat and stuff. I wasn't too bad. You know, I had a little plate, but I didn't go back for seconds. I've been pretty good with that lately. What else are we going to do? We're kind of winging it here. I got a little bit of a plan, but trying to relax and just kind of enjoy it, see where the flow takes us here. We'll stop this Hooray for Santa Claus vinyl, and we'll get some more vinyl on here. I think I'm going to cue up some Beastie Boys for you. I ended up getting this one in Chicago. I'd never seen this promotional record before. It's basically from the album Check Your Head. It's the Beastie Boys with Professor Booty, and they gave this out to radio stations in 1992, and it has the big Not For Sale on it, but somehow I managed to purchase it. So some radio station probably sold this once upon a time, and it ended up in the Dusty Grooves vinyl section, and a dope like me picked it up for like $15. So let's listen to it. It's Professor Booty by the Beastie Boys on vinyl. Here we go. Chris Earl Show here with you until 10.
Yeah, I don't hang out with those guys. Man, I ain't got nothing to do with those dudes. Man, and I saw your female with them too. What's up with her? I've been hearing that she's been giving that stuff out to all them graffiti guys.
Now shut the fool.
Now we'll do it at the right speed.
Yo, I don't hang out with those guys. Man, I ain't got nothing to do with those dudes.
Man, and I saw your female with them too. What's up with her? I've been hearing that she's been giving that stuff out to all them graffiti guys.
Yo, shut the fuck up, Chico, man.
Go paint 3 of those mules for some of that ass.
Professor, what's another word for pirate treasure?
Well, I think it's booty. 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 That's what it is.
Yes, I got more bounce in the bumping than you wanna know why, because I'm motherfucking chunking. I'm in the pocket just like Brady T. Got supplies of me, so you don't have to wait, cause I'm the master blaster, drinking up the Shasta. My voice sounds sweet cause it has to, so I don't match to my ass cause I'm blowing up. I'd like to thank the people for just showing up, but now I want y'all to move it. Put your point on the floor and just prove it.
See my